Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, a couple of commercial entrepreneurs, Eric and Brian Radon, managing members of Marmot Companies. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Mike Bosma, Allison Galdon, and Bill Bilyeu. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
2008, an economic meltdown.
Worst financial collapse since the Great Depression.
4.4 million jobs lost.
American workers were laid off in numbers not seen in over three decades.
America's economy spiraling down.
The biggest point drop that has ever been seen in a day.
All before this president took the oath.
So help me God.
Some said our best days were behind us, but not him.
Don't bet against the American worker.
He believed in us, fought for us. And today, our auto industry is back, firing on all cylinders. Our greatest enemy brought to justice by our greatest heroes. Our troops are home from Iraq. Instead of losing jobs, we're creating them. Over 4.2 million so far. We're not there yet. It's still too hard for too many. But we're coming back because America's greatness comes from a strong middle class. Because you don't quit, and neither does he.
I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
Hey, you. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Why are you still sitting on that couch? You know you could be out there cooking for a living. You speak food. That's why you got to call Le Cordon Bleu. They'll help get you out there with training in less time than you think. Sounds good, right? So grab your phone right now and call Le Cordon Bleu. They'll send you a complimentary career guide so you can see what it's really like to work in the culinary arts.
Call 800-817-5790 or text GOLCB68 to 94576. Call or text now.
Did you call yet?
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the crossroads of Western States distribution. From here at the USA Parkway Interchange, drivers can reach most locations in the Western region in one day or less. TRI also provides rail service on Union Pacific Rail Main Line and from the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Rail Companies. And with only a 15-minute drive to the Reno Tahoe International Airport, this makes TRI the crossroads of Western States distribution. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
This segment is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. So much depends on trucks. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad on No Holds Barred Political Forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome to the program Marmot Companies principals here. We have Eric Radon and Brian Radon. Pleasure to have you both on the program. The reason I wanted to have you on the program was I'm very excited about what's going on in downtown Reno, and I think that it has parallels with what's going on in downtown Las Vegas as well. And even though your concentration is just a little bit outside of a downtown in an area of Reno called Midtown, it's a very exciting time because we're seeing lots of different businesses opening up, lots of restaurants opening up. It's a real walking district. And you guys are developing things. You've got about 60 units that are being developed right now in this area, and you've done two dozen already. Why did you take the inspiration to get involved, obviously in the middle of a recession, and take a look at an area that wasn't downtown where a lot of money is being concentrated in Reno, mm-hmm. but just slightly outside of downtown?
Well, I'd probably say that, you know, right now we felt that there was a tipping point where, you know, like multifamily homes, which is what we're specializing in, are finally in a zone of rational pricing. But more importantly, you know, we're buy and hold guys, and we've come from places in the Mountain West where we've seen revitalizations like this, say the Highlands neighborhood in Denver, for example, that's a little bit edgy, but it has a lot of opportunity, walkability, great proximity to employers, fun place, and an active population. I just think the components are all there for these things to come together.
Well, one of the things that strikes me is that this area is an area of great character. You've referred to it as the bungalow district, and others do as well.
Yes, absolutely. You know, we really focus in on, you know, Reno's oldest neighborhoods, our historic neighborhoods, really, you know, leafy streets, lots of bungalows. We've even, you know, rehabilitated some of the original farmhouses here in the Meadows. We focus on walkable, bikeable, sort of urban, hip neighborhoods, neighborhoods that used to be great, that were perhaps starting to get really good again during the boom, and then they've, you know, with the bust, they've slid back again. We're sort of bootstrapping those neighborhoods and helping push them forward to really, you know, attain their full potential.
A couple of years ago, we were doing stories on projects down in Southern Nevada that were exactly this. They were walkable, livable areas. They went bankrupt. What's the difference between what you're doing and what they were doing?
Well, I think part of it is looking at the demographic of a lot of our tenants, if you just think about it that way. I don't think that realistically we can expect somebody with a single speed that's 25 to go and live in Damani Ranch. And there's nothing wrong with Damani Ranch,
but which is a high-end neighborhood in
absolutely. And I just think that there is that demand for these types of neighborhoods. There is that demand for the walkability, and why is it succeeding now? Maybe price. Maybe I think it's probably more than anything. There's a lot of urban retail redevelopment going on, courtesy of the Carter Brothers and some of these small business people that are really making that the go-to place for people that want to be able to walk out their door and go to dinner.
Well, it's interesting you bring up the Carter Brothers, and I'm glad you did, because I remember several years ago there was a Carter Brothers hardware store opened up in this Midtown area, and I thought to myself, wow, this is really a signal that somebody has the guts to put an Ace hardware store in this area, because you know, we've seen retail shy away from there, go to malls and places like that and the bigger shopping areas, but here it is. Now it's got a barbershop next door to it, and other developments going in, restaurants have gone in, small enterprises, they've grown and gotten into bigger places. So they are concentrating on the retail side of this, maybe ahead of what you thought that was going to be.
Well, you know, it's interesting. We've been pleasantly surprised by the speed at which the retail and the commercial core is really revitalizing. And, you know, as Brian mentioned, we focus on the rooftops, and now there's this real synergy. If you look at, you know, for example, the Carter Brothers great project over there on Toma.
Which is, what, about 18 different shops?
18 different little stores with some really stunning world-class architecture, really great land plan.
And no plans for a tattoo parlor.
No plans for a tattoo parlor. We are, we have rooftops all around that, all around that development, and so we will be essentially providing them with customers, and they will be providing our clients or our tenants with, you know, great places to eat and shop and work, and so it's a great, very synergistic relationship. And it's not just, you know, the Carter Brothers. You see the great work that's being done by, you know, say, Hey Bray, and you see the fantastic sort of advocacy work by the West of Wells Association, and now the new Midtown Association.
Don't forget Downtown Makeover.
Downtown Makeover. And you know, RAD as well. You know, there's a lot of really great work being done, and we feel very, very blessed to be a part of them.
Do you think it's the economy, the economic cycle that we've been through? Because, you know, going back 10, 15, 20 years, people were moving from a downtown, out of town, further out of town, further out of town. Suddenly South Reno was growing more than the downtown area.
Right.
And people were driving more, wanting bigger homes. There's been almost a complete reversal of that, and that's across the country.
I would absolutely agree with that. I think it's interesting to kind of watch this phenomenon. It's not like, you know, we didn't invent it. We happen to be believers in it, but I think that people try to get back to something a little bit simpler and having some relationships with their neighbors, and part of those relationships, even if it means you downsize to a smaller home, is that you've got a neighbor that you can chat with, maybe walk down to a Midtown Eats and have a cocktail after work. I mean, it's a simpler, great time. And to be honest, you know, my brother lives over at 307 Moran. We'll often just park our cars there, get on beach cruisers, go to the game. I mean, it's over at Aces Stadium. It's fantastic. I mean, once people get that, it's addicting.
Yeah, right. Walkability is a good thing. Okay, let's take a break. More on downtown redevelopment when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
Do you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS or state in back taxes? Hi, I'm Max with Blue Tax. Due to the current economy, the IRS and state tax agencies are being more lenient, but this won't last long. Here's how it works. Let's say you owe $20,000. With Blue Tax, this is what your settlement could look like. Great, right? There are many relief programs that taxpayers just don't know about, and you could wind up paying way less than you owe. Our team of attorneys and enrolled agents can negotiate settlements, lift bank levies, remove wage garnishments, eliminate penalties and interest, and reduce back payroll taxes. And at Blue Tax, we mean business. Those are my tax attorneys, and they don't mess around. They'll call the IRS or state on your behalf and negotiate your settlement for you. It's that easy. So call us right now for a free consultation at 800-969-2984 or visit www.bluetax.com. And remember, you heard it from me, Max, at Blue Tax. 800-969-2984.
This segment is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. So much depends on trucks. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue a conversation with Eric Radon and Brian Radon with Marmot Companies. They're helping to revitalize a portion just outside the area of downtown Reno, which I think has a lot in common with what's going on in downtown Las Vegas. You brought up an interesting phrase that I haven't heard in a long, long time. I remember when I was really broke, and I went to see somebody, and I said, I need X amount of money. Mm-hmm. And he said, well, you got no credit. The only bank you got is the bank of friends and family.
Right.
And that's who I went to. And that's who you guys have been to as well in this time when banks are not loaning money. How did you put this together?
You know, we started this journey about 3 years ago. And we kicked it around.
The worst time you could have possibly done it.
Well, we would argue the best time that we could have
Right, but I mean, in terms of raising money.
Yeah, absolutely. But in a way, you know, necessity is the mother of invention. I mean, we had literally both been laid off, but we'd been talking about, you know, starting our own company for years, along with our brother Gary, who had also been laid off. We were fortunate in that we got in position, and we came up with a plan over about a 6 to 9 month period. And we studied a lot of Western cities, including Las Vegas, and we really felt and still feel that Reno Tahoe is the place, and it is going to lead the way out of this horrible contraction that we've all been suffering through. And we think that, you know, our efforts in Reno Tahoe and similar efforts in Vegas being led, for example, by the Zappos guy, we think that these two cities have just fantastic potential, along with, you know, Phoenix and to a lesser extent Boise and Tucson, and I say to a lesser extent just because they're a little further away from, say, the mega urban areas, you know, and Reno, we view Reno Tahoe as part of the sort of San Francisco, Sacramento mega urban area. And so we bootstrapped it. I mean, you know, literally bubblegum and baling wire, but we came up with a really good, really complete plan. And we took it to our friends and our family and our associates, people that we knew and trusted, and who knew and trusted us. And they believed in us. They believed in the shared vision that we have for, you know, a great Reno Tahoe. And luckily for us, and we think for our tenants, and hopefully for the city, they've opened the wallets and they've kept the checks coming, and we're doing really well by doing some good.
Let me ask you this: I was online last night checking mortgage prices around the area. Looks to me like things have either bottomed out or they're starting to actually go up.
In terms of prices, I think that right now I feel like people are getting a little bit more aggressive on the pricing. Which, you know, worries me to some extent, and that this rational pricing nirvana that we've been living in is maybe going the opposite direction. But I think it's a good thing for Reno, probably ultimately. But, you know, we're still very interested in buying new product. But yeah, it does feel absolutely in that multifamily sector that it's going up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's interesting. You know, as you move along, I mean, there's got to be a point where there's a turning point. And for a lot of people out there, the biggest problem they have is confidence. People with money, but don't have confidence, have been sitting on that money. Mm-hmm. At this point, you know, you can turn around and say, "Hey, we're successful. We're thriving. Give us your money."
Right. Yeah. Yeah, and it's funny you bring that up. I mean, like Eric said, we've been at this for 3 years, and it's, you know, first off, we had the Reno hurdle. You know, then we started convincing people that, yes, we're on the right path, but we've probably raised more money.
What do you mean the Reno hurdle?
You know, I think Reno's taken a lot of PR hits in the last couple of years from anybody from the Muppets to the TV program. It's just, it's strange. I mean, people used to make fun of Denver 25 years ago, and I feel like now who's laughing? So anyway, I think getting them over that image that, hey, Reno is a great place. It's got all these terrific demographic factors about it. It's got geography. It's a very nice place to live, great climate. And once you could kind of get people over that hump, and we've probably raised more money in the last 6 months than we did in 2 years. So,
Are you seeing businesses that are thinking about moving here from your efforts?
Yeah, well, I don't know that it's from our efforts, but you know, we're very much in sort of the information and business intelligence game, and a lot of our investors, for example, are very tied into the tech community, and you know, we're hearing very consistent stories, or you know, intelligence, as it were, that there are some very substantial tech companies who either already have a presence here or want a presence here that are looking very seriously about moving into the Reno Tahoe region for all the reasons that Brian just mentioned. And they're primarily moving into downtown and midtown because, again, that sort of centralized location, and if they perceive that downtown and midtown are revitalizing, then that puts a sort of a floor under their risk, and it makes it a lot easier for them to attract sort of the urban knowledge worker talent base that they really need to not only survive but to thrive. And so we're really seeing an influx of knowledge workers into our properties because we really strive to add a lot of value to our properties, house by house, block by block, and now neighborhood by neighborhood. And, you know, the stuff we're doing, it's hip and it's cool, and it's something that you can find in the north end of Boise or in Lodo in Denver or in some of these neighborhoods like Belltown in Seattle and over in San Francisco as well. It's where people want to be. They can roll out of bed and go to work in a tech loft downtown, where they can get on their bike and go to an Aces game. They can walk over and get some coffee. They can get on, you know, jump over to these, you know, new transit centers and hopefully one day light rail. I mean, all of the pieces of the puzzle for Reno to be truly great, like say a Denver, they're there.
And that's where we have to leave it. But I congratulate you on what you've accomplished so far.
Great.
And good luck for the near future here. And you can see, we got a bunch of grief from the New York Times for Apple coming here and locating Braeburn here to avoid taxes. But once you get that company to come in with a few employees, suddenly it can be like Microsoft, where it's hundreds of employees that have moved to Northern Nevada. Okay, thank you, guys.
Thank you very much.
Continued success.
Yeah.
Thanks for being here.
We'll
be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
They say he wasn't convincingly disabled.
So, denied.
Denied.
Tell Bill, we're not done yet. We're going to take this before the judge.
Social Security disability is frustrating, but we understand the system, how it works, and how to get you your benefits. David Allen and Associates. Talk to the right people. I'm David Allen.
Time to enjoy winter weather with Lightning Loot at the Nugget. Win random jackpots of $5,000 to $10,000 weekly. Every time anyone hits a Lightning Loot jackpot, everyone playing with a John's Club card also wins $10 in free play. Pocket more cash on Hot Seat Tuesdays and Thursdays and earn entries into our big monthly drawings. Play Lightning Loot. It can strike anytime. And when it does, everybody wins.
This is a public announcement. CNNMoney.com reports that in some areas of the country, buyers are scooping up homes for as little as $1,000. Foreclosures are at an all-time high. Government and private banks are liquidating these homes now. If you currently rent a house or apartment, you may call now and learn how to receive your free list of these homes. All others may call tomorrow. Every house must be sold. This is a public announcement.
Call 1-800-294-0948. That's 1-800-294-0948.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, the man is here, Bill Bilyeu, former Speaker of the Nevada Assembly, Mike Bosma, CPA, and host of the Bosma on Business radio show on News Talk 780 KOH, one of our partners, and Allison Galdon, who is merely Vice President of Planned Parenthood, but a very good friend, and we're pleased to have you all here. All right, so, Mr. Bosma, let's start with you. J.P. Morgan, nothing's changed, has it? I mean, Dodd-Frank doesn't matter, the government doesn't matter, the fact that we bailed out the banks doesn't matter. Here you have a major bank with a minimum of a $2 billion loss.
And I think the bloodletting is just starting to begin, both internally, and the good news is, I think, as a government, they figured out there is no such animal as too big to fail, and so there's plenty of other healthy institutions that'll pull the thing apart and gobble up the various sectors. So I think overall it's going to be very healthy, but I think the subplot that's going to be fascinating is going to be compensation, why people would do those types of things, and how it ties directly into their benefit package, and the worst they can do is lose their job.
Okay, but the bottom line here is, I think, for the general public as they look at this, is that we just bailed out the banks. We just bailed out Detroit, and we bailed out Wall Street, and here we are with a major bank, probably one of the most secure banks, we thought, doing exactly the same stuff that got us into trouble and the country into trouble the first time.
Yeah, but the difference, Sam, is they really had one bad actor, kind of did a silly thing, and now they're paying the price for it. It's really not something that's systemic, even in their organization. So they'll make the changes. I don't think it's going to impact their viability one iota.
Allison, watching Jamie Dimon, the head of J.P. Morgan Chase, on Meet the Press this Sunday, and it was almost humorous to hear him say, well, yeah, we lost $2 billion, but don't worry, we're going to make a lot of money this quarter.
Right. Yeah, $2 billion, but you know, at that level, it's not a lot of money. I mean, to you and me, I don't even know what that looks like. I think that's a room full of money, but I appreciate some of the candor, but it seems a little cavalier.
Bill, I come back to my basic premise I threw out to Mike, which is, despite what this country has gone through over the last several years, despite us observing what's going on in Europe, we still have no structures in place to protect the public.
Well, the structures were there, but it didn't protect the public from bad judgment, if you will, if that's what it is. The one thing is that I did hear on the news this morning that, you know, they're starting to chop some heads, JP, there. And so, unlike the government, where the chances are, if somebody made a $2 billion mistake, you know, they'd probably get promoted. You know, at least they're gone.
Mike, I mean, when you look, you're a business guy, you're a business advisor. Mm-hmm. When you look at this and you look back a few decades to what happened with Ma Bell when they broke up the Bell operating companies and suddenly competition reigned and prices dropped, wouldn't that be a good thing for this country, is to get rid of these organizations that are, quote, too big to fail?
Well, I think there is some. It makes some sense to be able to, if you're a federally backed institution, which banks are, that you should be very narrow in your focus. And the issue, as I see it, Sam, is that they've got a lot of ancillary businesses that really impede that core banking operation if you have issues, business issues, with those other ancillary operations. So, yeah, it doesn't make sense. Let a bank be a bank. You know, they lend money. They make sure our currency is active and floating. And then, you know, the other capitalistic part of that equation, let them go for it, but why be under one house and really risk the free flow of currency in our economy?
Let's just change topics here. Allison, Ron Paul announcing that he's no longer going to campaign but still working towards putting out a message at the convention. What do you think has been the impact of Ron Paul in this election cycle?
I think he's really highlighted the caucus process and the party process of who really elects the next leaders. Because, you know, if you're not involved in the party, you don't have a say. And the Ron Paul people are following the rules and taking over.
Your thoughts, Mr. Bilyeu?
Well, I mean, this is not an unusual situation. We've had it in our political parties.
Was probably the last time in the Reagan administration when we saw these kind of changes?
That's the one I'm most in a way familiar with, because when I chaired the 1976 Republican Convention, it was the Reagan versus the Ford people. And, when we finally did go to Kansas City as delegates, we were next to the stockyard, as Reagan people, but which is going to happen to the Ron Paul people this time. But we call it gold water as well. That's when this occurs from time to time when you have a party system like we do, that a particular segment will. The most recent one was Pat Robertson. Pat Robertson uh-huh. basically took over the mechanism of the Republican Party in the state of Nevada. Well, where's Pat Robertson, or where are those Robertson people today?
All right, but okay, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, but what it does do, Sam, I believe, is really help form the platform that Romney's going to be running on. And so, if you can, ultimately, if you are the guy or the man behind the guy, Ron Paul, in essence, is creating policy that's consistent with his belief system. So, I think it's genius. I think it's like, hey, if I'm not going to be the guy in the chair, I want to influence that guy, and it still accomplishes the same things, which he's very fervent about.
But do you think that the candidate is going to necessarily run on the platform if he doesn't like the platform and he can't get elected on it?
No.
That's where we got to leave it.
Never seen one yet.
Yeah.
And that's where we have to leave it. Thank you all very much. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Accidents change lives every day. When you've been injured in a serious accident, you need experienced legal help to make sure the insurance company's offer is fair.
Some folks try to settle with insurance companies on their own.
That's why you need experienced, knowledgeable attorneys who will fight for you.
Bob and I used to work for the insurance companies.
We know their tricks.
Call Galloway & Jensen. Over 50 years experience. 333-7555. We fight for you.
For nearly 10 years, the Nevada Military Support Alliance has supported the families of fallen Nevada warriors and those servicemen and women returning home with serious combat injuries. Please join us Saturday, May 19th at the Silver Legacy for the second annual Nevada Military Support Alliance Gala. Those in attendance will enjoy our special guest speaker, Marcus Luttrell, former Navy SEAL and best-selling author of the book Lone Survivor. To pledge your support or purchase tickets, please visit nvmilitarysupport.org today.
Possibly the best-tasting breakfast omelet in the world. Eat it, Joe's, today.
I'm Brian Samudio.
And I'm Julia Lopez.
Join us for St. Mary's Fireworks Friday every Friday night here at Aces Ballpark, brought to you by News 4.
News 4 and the Reno Aces, a winning combo. We'll see you at the ballpark.
I used one time, I messed up, and I'm sorry.
Judge Judy.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. On the next broadcast, medical tourism, real or fantasy here in Nevada. On the program, Dr. George Alexander will be here. We'll see you on the next broadcast.